Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another classic JMU-Richmond battle, and the Dukes come out on top 20-13, clinch a share of a third straight CAA title. Just give me your impressions on the game Saturday.
Well, it was obviously a big day for our program, and not only was it the Richmond game, but it was also senior day for us. We had 23 seniors that we recognized Saturday before the game, and a lot of those guys have had great careers here at JMU and really great players in this league, and so just really excited for them that we were able to find a way to pull off a win and what was a very, very good college football game. And Richmond came out and played the way we expected them to, really sound defensively. I thought Kyle threw the ball really well all day. Tyler Wilkins had a big day for them. And I thought our kids really, really battled all throughout the game. And just really pleased with the way we responded there in the last half of the fourth quarter. We had the turnover that gave Richmond great field position there, almost in our red zone. We were able to, get a stop right there, hold them to a field goal, and then, able to take the ball and drive it the length of the field, for the winning score. So our team responded the way that you would hope that they would when it really mattered there in the end.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio in Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well.
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Congratulations on the win on Saturday.
Thanks.
Looking at what you did defensively, a lot of one-on-one coverage with their receivers,
right,
and the best passing team in the country, actually. You held them under their passing numbers and the total offensive numbers. Their average pass was about 7 yards. Average catch totaled about 11 to 12. So you held them 4 to 5 yards after the catch. How important was that in what you were able to do on Saturday?
Well, I thought the big thing, Saturday was, they had ran the ball so well against Villanova the week before. We wanted to be sound in that respect, and I thought we were able to do that. And then, that allowed us to, be very aggressive, versus the drop-back game. And I thought we did a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback all throughout the day. And, when they were able to complete the balls they completed, and I'll tell you what, Kyle made a couple throws where you're just like, you have just fantastic coverage, and he's able to throw the back shoulder fade or whatever and just really squeeze in there. Just a really great throw. But I thought overall our guys did a great job of getting the receivers on the ground, not giving up the big plays. The longest pass play of the day was 25 yards. And, coming into the game, they had so many 70, 50, huge chunk yardage pass plays. So I was really, really pleased we were able to limit the explosive plays on Saturday.
And lastly, Coach, one of the things your guys have been able to do really well is close the book quickly and turn the page, get on to the next thing. How did they approach the Elon contest coming in, final game of the regular season, when they returned from practice yesterday?
They all know what's at stake this week, so I didn't have to say a whole lot. We've got a lot of guys that have been in these situations before. They understand, the significance of the ball game. There's a lot on the line for both teams, they have goals that are within their reach. So, they had a good spirit of practice yesterday, and I expect us to have a great week of practice, and we expect to have a great matchup on Saturday. It should just be a really, really fun, enjoyable ball game for everybody to watch between two really good teams.
Great, Coach. Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned it a little bit, and stopping Richmond and holding them to a field goal there at the end of the game, and you did it a couple of times kind of throughout, and having a good red zone defense like you guys have had all year. So I'll ask pretty simply, what's the key to having such a solid red zone defense?
Well, I mean, it's something we work a lot, and we've talked about it a lot for the last 2 years. You get down there against a team like Richmond who, really tries to stretch you vertically in the passing game, and you get down there and there's not as much room. You got a lot of bodies packed in a tight space, And so really it comes down to just everybody being on the same page and, you know, really being very, very disciplined in your coverage and being able to, you know, be able to really lock on to those receivers, which I thought we did a good job of. And we caused, you know, Richmond to hold the ball a little bit more and able to get a couple of sacks. And, you know, anytime you get negative plays down in the red zone, it's really tough to overcome them. So I thought we just did a good job of not making the mistakes down there. We made one mistake and it cost us. You know, the touchdown, we made a mistake in coverage right there that cost us the score. But other than that one mistake, I thought we did a really good job throughout the day of just being on the same page and everybody just doing what they're supposed to do down there.
And then on Elon, do you see any parallels between what you guys did last year taking over the program at JMU and what Elon and Kurt Cignetti has done this year to take the program over there and kind of turn it into a conference title contender?
Well, I mean, I think they've done a great job. And, you know, just watching film last night and this morning of them, you know, the things that stick out, you know, just I think the quarterback's playing at a very high level. They're so much better on the offensive line than they were a year ago. And it's a lot of the same guys, so that says a lot right there. You know, they're playing very physical in the run game. They're doing a good job in pass protection. They've got some receivers really making some plays. And then defensively, they're just doing a really good job of being sound with that, you know, that odd front stack defense. So, you know, it's they're playing hard, they're playing physical. Those are the intangibles I think that stick out the most that are the drastic improvements from last year, and that says a lot about the staff and the job they've done since they got there.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike, before I want to talk a little bit about the offense, but before that, just one more on the defense or sort of special teams. Obviously, a huge play by Kyrie Hawkins on the fake field goal attempt. Is that something that you guys did work on, or was that sort of an instinct play by him?
No, I mean, it's, you know, we work the stuff there on the backside every week, and, you know, and Jordan Brown did a great job of setting a firm edge, which is very important. I thought Kyrie played off the blocker very, very well. And really just made a one-on-one solid tackle there at the point of contact. And, you know, Curtis Oliver was there to kind of help clean it up at the end. But, you know, we have guys assigned to the fake, and they did a good job of, you know, being there. Their eyes were in the right spot. They were very physical at the point of contact. And, you know, hit it for no gain. So it's something you have to work, you know, with the type of block we're using on the other side. And I thought our kids did a great job. And the thing I told them yesterday, you never know, and we talk about it a lot, you never know what play is going to be the play. And you don't really think it'll come down to the backside of a field goal block unit. But it did on Saturday, and those guys were there, and they made the play when it was theirs to make.
Offensively, for most of the day, you had really kind of struggled running the ball, and then with the game on the line, that last drive, Trey runs for 54 yards on a 71-yard drive. What changed on that last drive?
I just thought that our kids, you know, took the field with some determination and energy that they had to get it done. You know, they had no intentions of going to overtime, and so I thought our offensive line really came off the ball on that last drive, and I thought Trey ran with just, you know, a little bit more juice in him and a little bit more determination in him, and, you know, we're able to get some momentum and get going. And I think any time you get momentum on your side, especially late in the game, it's really hard to combat. And they did a great job there of not only getting all the way down the field, but able to punch it in and give us a good firm lead there with under a minute to play.
I'm guessing as a coach, you prefer games that you're up 30 or 40 or so in the fourth quarter. But with the playoffs coming and knowing some of the games that you're going to have down the stretch, was having a game where you had to have a game-winning drive maybe a good thing here as we head down the road?
Oh, I think so. And, you know, it's you're going to have those this time of the year. You know, I compared this game to last year's game at Villanova with our team yesterday. You know, it was a game where, you know, maybe we didn't play our best in some areas, but our team really stuck together and showed a lot of determination late and found a way to win it. And you're going to have games like that during the year, and if you can win those kind of ball games, that's when you have those special seasons. So I think it's a great game for us at this point in the year. It's great preparation going into this week because there's a good chance that this week's going to be a very, very similar game between two teams that are playing well defensively, playing well offensively, and have been in, you know, so many big ball games this year. You could see some very similar situation at the end of the ball game Saturday.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking with you as the playoffs move along.
Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
All right,
take care.
All right, you too.